Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Season's greetings to all listening to the program. I figure we're in the season now because the first week of December, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly affair with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Although that doesn't sound right, does it?
What the heck? I'm open-minded, you know.
Right.
The first weekend in December, you know what they say, Doug? It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, that's true. You want to break into sound. Somebody was said to me, the two of us sound like we're having such a great time when we're doing this. When everything is falling apart, we're having a good time telling everybody the world is falling apart.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. All right, we're here to give you go ahead, what?
No. Have you actually gotten feedback from listeners that we sound like we're having a good time?
I have, in fact. Yes.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's
always good. Yeah, can you imagine having a good time on the radio? Who would have thunk it? Especially talking about some of the crap that we have to talk about. The story list this week, I'm not saying that the talkers is crap, but the stories, some of them, good God. How you keep a straight face?
Terrible times.
We'll do a year-end. What's the year-end show going to be like, the last week of December? That ought to be a lot of fun.
Who knows? You think there's another story that will work its way into the top ten
I
that
do.
We don't even know about, asteroid?
Yeah. Well, something like that. I really actually do think around the 20th of the month, just before Christmas, something's going to hit the fan. I don't know why I think that, but I just
Jupiter and Saturn are going to hit each other.
There's a lot of that going on. Yes, there is. There's
Oh, I've got to bring that up. Now you're going to tell me it's all going to affect our lives.
It will. Wait and see. Okay. Story list and people list from Talkers Magazine.
Here we go. This is the crappy list. At number 10. UN climate change report, and basically the UN has come out with a report saying that climate's changing and that this year was a doozy.
Yeah.
At number 9, race relations and police reform, down at the bottom of the top 10, but still there. It's taking kind of a hiatus as Biden gets his act together, and then, of course, he'll be in the hot seat. At number 8, conservative media wars and social media bias issues. You know, that's that whole Newsmax, Fox News Channel thing. And,
right.
And conservatives do believe, with a certain amount of credibility to it, that the big social media platforms are biased against conservatives.
You had dinner one night, you told me, and I know we talked about it actually on the air, one Sunday night, you and Christopher Ruddy, who is the publisher of Newsmax magazine and the TV network, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. He invited you to have dinner with him and his friend, President Trump.
Yep.
And it's pretty clear that they've been friends for quite a long time. So where does that go? People must be asking you that question because they know that you know what the story is to a point.
I've been following Newsmax since it started. Chris Ruddy and I have been buddies. And he's a very nimble positioner. In other words, he's a businessman.
Yeah.
And he sees the supply and demand right now that there is a growing number of people that want to hear reasons to affirm their hope that Donald Trump will serve another term and that the election was rigged. And he's playing to that base. And that's causing Fox News.
Just like Michael Levin and some of the others who are telling those stories and driving some people crazy. What they fail to realize in the news talk radio world, whether it's television or radio, is that there is a large group of people who knows how many millions there are who don't care about what the, quote, truth are, the facts are. They want to hear what they want to hear. So every night when Levin is on his stuff talking about nonsense, the audience loves it. And I think Rudd has figured out that too, right? Ruddy.
He's always known that. And and as I said, he's a very nimble and very bright positioner. We're talking about what's known in the business folks as positioning, where you place yourself along the spectrum to be able to serve whatever vacuum and or demand there is out there. And media information is a matter of supply and demand. If there are people out there that want to be told a certain thing,
yeah.
you'll get them to patronize your platform if
yeah.
you give that to them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of giving what they want out there.
I'm going
you know?
To start a network that focuses on monoliths and where they are. People want to know where the monolith is.
Oh,
right.
I'll sign me up. I'm a monolith freak.
Yeah, well, there's a new one in California. Yeah. Did you know that?
It came
there's
and
a
went.
New one. Yeah, well, now the one that came and went was in the Utah desert. Now
that
there's one
went.
That's popped up in Pine Mountain Loop.
No, I think it's gone already.
San
I think
Francisco.
It disappeared. I think it
really?
Went back to the planet from whence it came.
Oh, no. No, yeah. I thought it was there. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You've just given us a headline.
Let me tell you something. There are widespread monoliths all over. It's being suppressed by the government.
Yes, it is.
They don't want us to know about these monoliths.
Not at all. They don't even want you to know who won the presidential race.
I'll listen to us.
All right. Keep going.
Number seven. U.S.-China relations and Middle East tensions. Number six, the economy and the education crisis. They're very tied in together. It has to do with opening and closing. Number five, Biden organizes new administration. Of course, when he gets to the cabinet, they're going to have to be approved by the Senate, and we don't know who's going to be running the Senate yet. This is interesting drama. At number four,
yes.
the Georgia Senate runoff races. That ties into that because Georgia is going to determine which way the Senate goes, and that some people are saying this Senate runoff is as important an election as the presidential election because it really will determine
a lot of attention.
Of
and boy, the radio stations down there making a bundle selling all these ads. My God, good luck to them. I'm happy for them. Yeah.
And number three, we have the issue of presidential pardons, which is a whole brouhaha unto itself. And number two, Trump continues election fraud claim. And number one, COVID-19 spike, vaccines, and discussions about ways of prevention. You want to do the people?
Why not?
All right, real fast. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer at 10. At number 9, we've got the Georgia Bunch. Raphael Warnock. We have Kelly Loeffler. We have David Perdue and John Ossoff. Those are the four running for the two positions. Mm-hmm. At number 8, Ivanka Trump, Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr. They're
pardon
the pardon
us.
Crowd.
Pardon me, miss.
Is this the Chattanooga choo-choo? At number oh, gosh. That's before my time, folks. I just happen to know history. Mm-hmm. At number 7, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. What
they play
has that
golf.
Group got in common?
Did you see that? They play golf, and they all said, we're wearing masks. This is what you got to do. This is what we advise. They played a golf game someplace in New Jersey. I thought that was kind of cool.
It's so nice to see them getting along.
Yeah.
At number 6, William Barr, Rudy Giuliani, and Jenna Ellis. At number 5, Steve Adler. Number 4, Eric Garcetti out in L.A. Dr. Tony Fauci at number 3. Looks like he's going to be part of the Biden team as well.
Going to be his chief medical advisor, yeah?
Yeah. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Donald Trump. Hey, it's another week in paradise.
I think Trump is going to be Biden's chief political advisor. What do you think in the new administration?
You see, that would be smart. He should appoint Trump Secretary of State and let Trump run foreign affairs.
Yeah, I'm for that. I think Trump would be punching the shark on the nose, as it's been described of what he did with the Chinese. A lot of people on the Democrat side say they give him that. Trump did it.
I tell you, Biden should follow Trump's lead when it comes to
China.
Israel. He should follow Trump's lead when it comes to China.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. For all the folks out there who are worried that Biden is going to undo all that and become a socialist, don't be so sure.
No.
Biden's we talked about this last week. He's a pragmatic centrist. He's going to do what he thinks will work and what is popular. And he knows there are 72, 73 million Trump diehards out there that are going to be breathing down his neck.
Right.
I think he's seasoned enough to be able to figure that out.
He's not going to do what Trump did and throw gasoline on the fire, if you will, by calling Pelosi names, even though she's, these people are way past their prime. And I say that advisedly because, you and I are creeping up. We all are creeping up in terms of age. But Pelosi's been in that seat so long. So long. She's tired. It's old. Same thing with Mitch McConnell. Come on. They get in the way of everything. All right. Whoops. All right. I don't know where are we okay, Phil? All right. You're going to get to it with him. I'm going to talk about today being National Cookie Day. at 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Yes, National Cookie Day. We go back to 1853 when Godfrey Keebler opened his baker. We all know about the Keebler Cookie Company. Oreos, first invented in 1912, same year the Hydrox cookie, which is basically the same thing as an Oreo. And then Ruth Wakefield started making Toll House cookies in Massachusetts in the late 1930s. So why am I bringing that up other than to make your mouth water? Well, this is going to make it water even more. You have not heard of this if you've been listening to the Countdown Show and you don't listen to me doing my regular weekday programs. There's a this is not a new company. It's been a Midwestern cookie house for quite a long time. But now, because I started eating your cookies, I said, okay, we're going to bring this to the nation, and you're going to sell your cookies to everybody who really appreciates and understands what the problems are of gluten in all of our foods. Ebon's, Ebon's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, Ebon's Bakehouse is making crispy shortbread cookies, chocolate chip cookies, cherry oatmeal cookies. It really, across the board, not only they make the most wonderful, delicious cookies, but they also have breads that are, there's no gluten involved. You can cook things, no preservatives whatsoever. You got to keep everything frozen because there are no preservatives in it. And these things, the bottom line is, as my old friend Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, used to say on my programs, it is the taste. People are going to buy things because they taste good. So take it from me, these cookies are fabulous. And yeah, I'm being paid to say that, but the first time I bit into one of these chocolate chip cookies last year, I thought to myself, my God, what is this? Because I'm a cookie guy. I'm the cookie monster. I love good cookies. So you want some really great cookies, all assortments, all kinds of cookies, and breads, and rolls, and that sort of thing, then go to ebonsbakehouse.com, please. You can give gift cards for cookie lovers that you know on your list. When you check out, when you're buying whatever it is you want to start with, use the DJV code on checkout, and you'll get a better deal, free shipping, that sort of stuff. But it's Ebon's Bakehouse where you want to start. Look at their cookies. Try them out. You will never eat another cookie once you've tasted one of these. They are that good. Ebon'sBakehouse.com. Check out with the code DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back into the fold here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Go to talkers.com and you'll find these lists every week enumerated. Top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people of the week. And it is wonderful to acknowledge, and I say this not necessarily with bragging rights, but I think that you and I and the format have a lot to be proud of. Spoken word formats have crushed it in the before the election this past year, because there's so much going on. People want to hear not only the political discussions, Michael, but I think they want to hear what's going on, generally speaking. I know the sports stations, even though there's no sports, how have they fared in your overview? I mean, the L.A. Dodgers, that was great on the radio out there. But in general, do the news talk radio ratings sort of follow, or sports talk radio follow news talk in terms of listenership and popularity, do you think?
No, they're very popular. You know, it depends on the cities, because some places are great sports towns and some are not. Right. Yeah. And so a lot of it depends upon how the home teams are doing and how much of a fan base there is. The new wrinkle of gambling has totally changed the nature of sports talk radio.
How so?
First of all, they're getting tremendous revenue from the gambling companies.
Right.
And secondly, they are openly able to tout spread and picks. Mm-hmm. And that's changed the nature of the game in terms of how it's talked about.
The FCC allowed them to do that. They didn't used to be able to do that, right?
Well, no. Now it's gambling is legal in most places in terms of that, and so sports talk radio is in its own universe. But I cannot say there's no sports. There was an interesting basketball season, hockey season, the baseball season. They pulled it off, and now the football season is limping its way toward the playoffs. But, you know, they're hanging in there. But the football season is really under, people are watching very carefully to see if they'll be able to get to the finish line, because this COVID thing is getting worse and worse. And the teams are, you know, they're decimated. This is like a preseason season. Some of the teams are in good shape, like the Kansas City Chiefs. They're doing very well. Pittsburgh Steelers are having a good year. But for the most part, it's an off year for everybody. And I don't know how, you know, fans are going to look back at 2020 when it comes to football.
Have to wait and see. I think that the most illegitimate was baseball, frankly, because it was a short season. So I don't think the Dodgers really are the World Series champions at all. I think that was a sort of a gimme. They couldn't have, I don't think they could have won in a real season. What do you think of that? They would have fallen apart.
I don't know. You know, who knows what would
I just say that to make trouble, that's all. I don't know for sure.
I actually, I don't follow baseball that closely, but from what I hear from people that do, the Dodgers were a very good team this year.
Yeah.
So,
they were. But could they have sustained it in a regular season?
The game is scored the way the game is played, the way the game is scored. If everybody agrees this is the length of the season, this is the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's somebody's got to win it. I think it's a legitimate win. It's just a different kind of season. But if you look back over the history of sports, the number of games per season and rules and all kinds of things have changed significantly over the years.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so back to News Talk Radio and News Talk Television. The rumor is on the street that CNN is for sale. And then when people hear that, hey, Donald Trump is going to buy CNN. We were talking about Christopher Ruddy and Newsmax a few minutes ago, but I had remembered that the for sale sign is out at CNN.
You and I should buy it. Then we could put this show on CNN and we'll have like twice as many listeners.
Perfect. Yeah, right. Three times maybe even. Maybe we better stick to radio. So what does that actually say, though, in your mind? You've got about 30 seconds here. The fact that that is for sale because it's not popular, it's not successful. Why would CNN be for sale?
I don't know that CNN is for sale. So, to me, everything is for sale. I take that with a grain of salt.
Are your used shoes in your closet, your clothing closet, is that for sale?
If you want them, I can give you a good deal.
Really?
I can give you a BOGO, two for the price of one.
Really? 28.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. California has certified the results of its presidential election, pushing Joe Biden over the threshold of 270 Electoral College votes to win the presidency. Secretary of State Alex Padilla announced the certification Friday. The states meet on December 14th to officially cast their electoral votes. Results of the Electoral College vote are brought before Congress in early January. President-elect Biden spoke about the fallout of the coronavirus at a press conference in Delaware on Friday.
To truly end this crisis, Congress is going to need to fund more testing, as well as a more equitable and free distribution of the vaccine. We need more economic relief to bridge through 2021 until this pandemic and economic crisis are over.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence met with the CDC in Atlanta to discuss the state of the vaccines. The FDA could grant emergency authorization on December 17th. USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is optimistic about a deal being reached on a stimulus bill.
Excited about the prospect that there's a bipartisan bill, because I told members I'm not bringing any more bills that are not bipartisan. We wanted to show what needs to be done in the interest of negotiation. They're negotiating. It's a good product. It's not everything we want. Don't get me wrong. I don't want the Republicans to think that that this is a dream come true.
The government also runs out of money next week, and Pelosi vowed to keep the government open. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with the virus, which is an all-time high. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is averaging more than 200,000 new cases and 1,800 deaths every day. Arizona reporting 5,000 new cases for the second straight day on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Magazine. That's the home of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the stories of the week, the people, all are listed. You can check it out. Again, the address online, talkers.com. Remember what it was like before we had the internet? There was no such thing as talkers.com. It's Talkers Magazine. Got it in the mail, opened it up, read the big stories, right?
Yeah. I still call it Talkers Magazine and Talkers. I do not like to think of Talkers as Talkers.com because the website is just a place where you can see Talkers Magazine online.
Right.
The idea of a magazine, and you know, people are like, why do you call it a magazine? That means it's printed. That doesn't mean it's printed. It means it's a magazine. And now with the current discussion about Twitter and Google and Facebook, whether they're platforms or publications, it shows even more so that I have always been mindful of the fact that we are a publication, that we post and publish things that are filtered through our editorial process.
Right.
We're responsible for what we print.
And that's how the story list comes about every week, the people list that you can find at Talkers Magazine. That's the basis of our conversations here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So one of the things here that has been a big focus, the election fraud claims, number two on the list this week. A lot of Republicans have not been riding with Trump on this, but yet there are some who have some actually fairly convincing videos and info on what appears to be voter fraud, like I forget what state it was. Was it even Georgia, where they sent all the people home and then a bunch of boxes of stuff came in? The video showed four or five workers bringing in boxes of votes, and they seemed to be discounted. That kind of stuff. I mean, the more
it's inconclusive. It's inconclusive. Yes, it's inconclusive evidence, and those who take it seriously but honestly say that there's fraud of that kind or there's mistakes of that type in every election. The key to the whole thing is whether or not there's enough of it to turn the election around, and almost every nonpartisan body out there or authority out there says that there's not enough to turn the election around. So
no. Right.
Yeah, maybe so we can learn lessons from this. Maybe
yes,
we can look going
for
forward.
Sure. Yeah.
But, you know, the question is, what's more important, keeping Trump in there or maintaining the age-old policy that defines America as a peaceful institution of having a smooth transfer of power?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very serious issue.
Remember when Nixon got bounced and Gerry Ford's first words as the new president? The Constitution has worked. America is safe. We move on. Remember that when he said
yeah.
It was really a way of settling. I thought he was, frankly, I wished he'd have been the president instead of Jimmy Carter for lots of reasons. I thought he brought a lot of calm, but he didn't win for one reason and one reason only. He pardoned Nixon, and that was the end of him. And so one would wonder. The number three item on the list this week are presidential pardons, and I think we made mention when you went through the list, number eight on the people list are the Trump kids, and so do they get pardoned along with their father? Will he pardon himself and everybody else in his family and everybody else in the administration and anybody who could be charged with anything? What happens under that scenario, if it is, even exists?
Well, it only works for federal crimes committed while in the past. You can't go out and commit a new crime.
Right.
You cannot be invulnerable to prosecution for crimes, you know, going forward. It's a lot of BS, you know.
It's talk for all of these. They're back to the television networks, the cable people, and the television, I mean the radio folks, something to talk about because it stirs the pot, and that's kind of what gets people cooking, I guess, especially.
But Trump is definitely facing a world of trouble. When he no longer has the presidency to protect him, there are a lot of, non-federal agencies, you know, the Southern District in New York in terms of the DA there, and a number of other authoritative, you know, branches of local and statewide government are out to get him. So yeah. So he's not
He's his own worst enemy. It's not like, you know, the way you do things oftentimes is a reason for people to go after you. Not always, but you know as well as I do that his attitude has brought his most of the problems that he's had. I think if you were to canvass most of the people in the country who really understand what he has done policy-wise, they'd say, rah, rah, shish, kumbah. I said that. I thought much of what he did was great for me, myself, the country, but his damn attitude toward people and things just cooks it. So, you know, sometimes it isn't always just the issue. But then, you know, it is what it is.
Also, what do we expect of the presidency? What do we expect of the cultural tone of the country? What do we expect of dignity? What do we expect of honesty?
The president's supposed to be dignified, whatever that means.
Well,
so what do you think?
Some people got a kick out of the president not being dignified.
Well,
that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No,
but it is a sentiment that has fueled Trump's rise.
Yeah. The biggest story, I'm going to put you on the pedestal. And I want to get from you a suggestion or a guess as to, as we go to the end of the year, or maybe a month from now, the first of the new year, what's going to be the big story? How do things change as you go into a new, you know, we know there's going to be a new administration. So how are the right-wing stations going to take that, and the hosts and stuff, if Trump's gone, then what do they do?
Well, what they do is they attack Biden on every front. And they milk as much attraction as they can out of Donald Trump, depending upon his profile and his posture. Mm-hmm. But no, they're going to attack the conservative media will continue to attack Biden and play offense, and the Biden media will play defense, and it'll go on. Just as it was that way with Obama, and that's the way it was with Clinton.
And you think the public is, as we're tired of the reality of COVID, are we tired of the hit them over the head sort of kind of radio and television that we've seen and witnessed, especially the last year and a half?
My answer to that is yes and no.
Okay.
We're tired of it, and we still are addicted to it.
Ain't it wonderful? Okay, there you go.
Isn't that true?
I think you're right. I think there's a lot to be said for that argument. Number six on the story list is the focus on the economy. I noticed that 3M, Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, you knew that that's what 3M stood for, right? Most everybody who's our age knows that. People who are younger, they don't know. The 3M is 3M. What does it mean? Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. That's where they got started. Anyway, they're cutting a lot of jobs. And there are a lot of outfits who are cutting a lot of jobs if there isn't some kind of a stimulus package. So how much of that conversation, again, is number six, do people really understand what's going on and what jeopardy? Biden could be walking into a real pit, because if they don't figure out how to get the economy going again, there'll be a huge, huge, like you haven't seen since 2009, the economy goes into the tank.
That can happen, and then they'll blame Biden as if he had something to do with it.
Right,
Biden is definitely walking into a hornet's nest in terms of the economy. And people who think that there's going to be, the V, it's going to go down, it's going to go back up. No, it can't. The infrastructure has been changed, the culture has been changed, the nature of the economy has been changed, and it's going to be, at best, a long slog back. The hope is that it doesn't crash further. But there are aspects to the economy, thank goodness, that do keep it going, and that is the big tech factor. The Amazons, the Walmarts,
the money those
Tesla
people are making.
It's not like all the factories are shutting down. You know, there's new businesses, there's new ways around this.
Look at the way the Christmas shopping thing is going on, whether it's retail stores online, whether it's UPS says we're not picking up any more packages until we get caught up because we're so busy we can't handle what we've got now with all the people in the last week or so with, what is it, Cyber Monday and Black Friday and Super Tuesday or whatever the hell.
Giving Tuesday, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and Go Bankrupt Wednesday.
Help the small businesses, small business Saturday. That's what I'm all about, helping the small local businesses. Joe Biden says he's going to wear a mask for the first 100 days of his administration. Certainly is something that I guess we've all talked about it here until we're blue in the face, pardon the pun. Yeah, you ought to be wearing a mask, and a good one, too, as far as that's concerned. why are you joking?
I'm just thinking about your political slogans on his mask. Trump has the hat, the MAGA hat. Yeah, Biden needs some kind of a slogan.
Right. Why not just put Biden across the front, stitch Biden into the mask? Why not do that?
It's symbolic. It's symbolic. The mask thing. The mask thing is the most irritating argument out there.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
I could talk for hours about how irritating the mask argument is.
I remember as a kid when the Lone Ranger was on TV. You remember the Lone Ranger and his sidekick Tonto, and he used to wear and I wore a mask all the time. I was trying to be the Lone Ranger. So I had the mask on. I started wearing a mask when I was about 6 years old.
It's a different kind of mask.
It is. Yeah, that's true. I just wonder if people remember that. Speaking of...
people do.
Go ahead. No, I want
people
you to...
People remember the Lone Ranger. Masked heroes? My gosh, look at how many there have been. Who my favorite masked hero was of all of them?
Batman?
No, bigger than Batman. The guy that inspired
Zorro.
Batman. Yeah, I love Zorro.
Into the night when the full moon is bright.
I am Don Diego de la Vega.
Zorro, that was it.
On guard!
Guy Williams. Wasn't he the guy who played...
He was born to play Zorro. The guy was handsome, dashing, fun, charismatic. And, he had a tough time after Zorro. And he wound up moving to South America, where they honored him as Zorro for the rest of his life.
But he played the husband in Lost in Space with...
He lost the positioning. He was not he was supposed to be the star, and it didn't
June
work
Lockhart
out that way.
That's true. All right, enough of the moldy oldies. Time for me to introduce the people listening to this program to something very good, not new, but new on the marketplace and new for me to talk about. It's a nasal care opportunity for you to use this Navage system, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage, because it is all natural, like all the things I talk about in the air. It's drug-free, and it is complete relief from nose problems, sinus congestions, allergies, airborne germs, viruses, you name it. This is a way for you to make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Navage, the nasal care system that gets rid of dust, bacteria, pollen, pollution, and worse, the allergens that are in the air connected with lots of the viruses. You know what I'm talking about. cold and flu season here right now. Keep your nose clean. The virus gets into your body through your nose and your eyes. So this takes care of protecting you from things that you're breathing in, being exposed to. Keep your nose clean. Remember that expression from your grandfather? Keep your nose clean, kid. Well, this is a way to keep your nose clean that'll really work for you. It's Navage. That's the system. That's what it's called. Keep yourself breathing easy. Try this product, Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Go online to Navage.com. Order, try. You'll be more than excited about the experience. You really will. Yeah, you'll find it hard to believe. How come I haven't found this and used it before? And there's a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Go to Navage.com.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Dunn. I'm a seller engagement manager at eBay. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we are really excited to announce the launch of our up-and-running grants. These grants are essential to help small businesses and to recognize the small businesses that have powered America and to help secure their future online. We really do believe that it is the responsibility of big business to give back and help small businesses that may be struggling. So eBay is committing $500,000 in funding as well as education and other resources to help them sustain and grow their businesses through 2021 and beyond. We will be selecting 50 eBay small business sellers to receive a $10,000 grant package, which it comprises of cash, eBay credits, and other education and resources and training. If you are an eBay small business seller, head to ebay.helloalice.com to apply for an up-and-running grant.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
On the people list from talkers.com, all kinds of things related to the talk world, both television and radio. At number 10 on the people list, Nancy Pelosi. Number 9, tied are the four people running in the runoff election in Georgia. Number 8, the Trump family. Are they going to be pardoned or not? Number 7, the former presidents played golf and got behind a PSA, a public service announcement to have you wear masks, Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Bush. At number 6, the legal team for the president, Barr, etc. Stephen Adler is at 5, Eric Garcetti is 4, Dr. Fauci is 3, becoming an important cog in the new Biden administration. Biden himself is number 2 on the list, and until probably the inauguration, Donald Trump will stay on the top of the list. That's it, the people list, thanks to the folks that work at Talkers Magazine every week to put this list together 52 weeks a year. I'm Doug Steffen. Moving back to number 1 for a moment, Michael, the idea of people stockpiling supplies again. You go to the grocery store, you can't find certain things. The farms are shut down for the year. That's one of the great things that happened when we review the year. American agriculture, at least the small family farmer, their fate was better this year because people discovered where food came from. But now, look at what's going on in the stores. People going in, you can't find a lot of stuff. So where do we go from there? How is that? Is that much of a conversation, do you think, on the air here and there?
To a certain degree. I mean, there's so many different aspects of the economics and the culture of COVID-19 that, that's part of the discussion. It's a complicated bunch of stuff. And sure, buying supplies, going to stores, working at stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's big stuff. Yeah.
You know, they're talking about working in jobs and stuff as we're wondering about unemployment. The average person that worked 40 hours a week in the office, you see the survey, is working 50 hours a week now from home.
Well, when you work at home, you work all the time. I mean, and that's been happening to people. The whole idea, look, there's two type of jobs. Ones that you marry and ones that you just do time. Mm. Those are the two kinds of jobs. Pick your career.
We've married our jobs. We've married our careers. And I've been lived happily ever after, frankly. Mm. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Check out the interview he has with Stephanie Miller this week.
Yeah, it's a good one. MHInterview.com.
.com. At 10 before the hour.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with the presence of our esteemed lawyer, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor as well, expert in scams. And man, we got a big one going on now. Normally we take a few of the stories out of the list from Talkers Magazine to analyze their legal implications. But now, I guess, well, number one this week on the story list is the vaccine connection to COVID. And now it looks like there are attempts by the bad guys, whether they be the Russians, the Iranians, the North Koreans, the Chinese, somebody's trying to hack into the websites for the various drug companies to do nothing but, what, screw around with the delivery or maybe the process? What are they doing and what's going on?
Yeah, this is a huge story, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. This just broke this week, and it is going to become bigger. IBM's cybersecurity arm and the Department of Homeland Security issued a warning late in the week that they had found what they call spear phishing attacks. Spear phishing is when a company, and this is the way that the major hacks of governments and also private companies occur. You get an email that appears to come from a legitimate source, and there's a link in there. You click on the link, you download what you think is something legitimate, and it ends up being malware that can steal information or be used to plant ransomware. The Chinese have used this for years to gain intellectual property from America. American companies. But now what they found is a huge effort, a concerted effort, and one that, it, with the complexity of it, it has to be done by a nation state to get into the whole vaccine distribution operation. And there are two kind of possibilities from this. One is either they're going to try and steal the intellectual property and learn how to do it themselves. That may point more towards Russia. Or they may be doing it to plant ransomware. In other words, just as the vaccine is going to be distributed, all of a sudden their computers are shut down. Everything is locked up unless they pay a ransom. That has the kind of fingerprints of North Korea, which does international bank robbery as a way of gaining money. So this is just the first time we've learned about it, but it's going to be a big story in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, well, it is. It's just disgusting. This is. We have nobody really to blame but ourselves as we look around. You know, the especially if the Chinese are involved, the way we've treated them. It's just, it's disgusting. It just, the word I come up with that I can use on the air anyway is disgusting. One of the things that we are talking a lot about with you, the scams at Christmas time, you have a list at scamicide.com, the website that is dedicated to informing folks about the dangers of scams this time of year. That's certainly a scam, what we were just talking about. But then the normal sort of everyday garden variety scam for Christmas. So the 12 scams of Christmas, you got a few for us that we should be enumerating here?
Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Probably the biggest one that we're seeing now, and we saw this, interestingly enough, just like we make our flu vaccines according to what the flu was like in Australia, because they get it first, there's a holiday called Singles Day in China that is actually the biggest online shopping day in the world. And what they found there and what we're starting to see now is a phony call you get from Amazon apologizing profusely for that product that you ordered. It's not going to be available, but they're going to not only refund your money, but they want to pay you some money as kind of an apology. So they want your bank account information or your credit card information.
Wire you the money.
So that's a big one. You also, a lot of charity scams this year, and you never know when you're contacted by a charity if it's legitimate. So you go to a website called charitynavigator.org, which will not only tell you if that charity was legit, but something I know you have talked about with me a lot is how much of the so-called legitimate charity is taking the money that they get and using it for themselves instead of using it for their charitable purpose.
Yeah. There are three or four on the top of that list. Komen Foundation, Wounded Warriors, that kind of stuff. They just, you look at the numbers and they don't add up.
It's really sad.
Yep. Scamicide.com is the website. Find the 12 scams of Christmas. Be aware. It's too bad. I don't want to be in the fear-based conversation business, but that's just practical information. Why would you want to expose yourself to stuff you don't have to? It's all about education. Thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University, always here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.